This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you're a parent of teens, have they been using social media as a really important way to stay connected with their friends during this time? Yes, the physical distancing measures are important to help flatten that COVID-19 curve, but the social isolation could mean many are experiencing one of the loneliest times they've ever had in history, and particularly for our youth, that really can have a pretty big hit. New data from Snap Inc. has shown that young Aussies are increasingly concerned about the pandemic, but that digital communication is helping them stay informed and in touch with friends. In fact, the majority of Snapchatters say it's their friends and family's own well-being that they're more concerned about than their own, and using social media is one of the big ways they stay informed on health and safety protocols. Adolescent clinical psychologist Dr. Hayley Watson, she explains here the role of digital friendships in getting through this time, but also some really practical strategies on how you can help your teens to cope.
What teenagers feel whenever they go through something that's hard is they always end up feeling that they're the only one that's ever felt this way and there must be something wrong with them. So the first big skill is the recognition that what's going on with me is not wrong or bad or strange, and it's actually normal and it's okay. And it sounds sort of simple when you say it like that, but to actually, that's a mental skill. That's an actual skills building to shift our thinking away from that isolating mindset. Because when we start thinking there's something wrong with us, we don't reach out. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to share. We block ourselves off in all sorts of different ways. And so the skill is, how do we shift our mind? And then the next skill is, how do we actually embrace those feelings rather than running from them? If we can instead learn that skill of sitting with our feelings and saying, oh, okay, I'm feeling ashamed about that. Why? Why is that? How can I sort of embrace that and learn from it? That is the skill that gets kids through anything. That's resilience. Mm.
And during the COVID crisis, there's going to be a lot of people really in the same boat, which I think is one of the unique positive aspects of what we're all going through, is that we are all sharing in it. But the levels of anxiety probably differ between person to person. What do you think some of the key concerns are now in this time for young people?
The biggest concern is that when we experience a trauma, which is what we're all in, right? This crisis, this trauma, there's uncertainty, there's all sorts of things happening. We're cut off from social support networks, which is huge for peers, because they're at that age where, like we were talking about, they really relate to their peers. So they're cut off from that, they're cut off from their routine, they're cut off from their extracurriculars. And so what that will do is it will trigger any earlier traumas that they've ever experienced. So that means if they had something hard happen when they were younger, or they had symptoms of anxiety or depression before, or any number of stresses or traumas, that same reaction will get triggered again and will get more intense. That, combined with the fact that all of their normal coping strategies are not there anymore, is sort of the perfect storm. You know, when we have, I think of it as sort of like a cup, you know, we have our biological sort of predispositions filling up the bottom part of the cup, however much that is. Then we have our early life trauma filling up the next, and then we have our current crisis on top. And if all those three things combine to overflow, that's when we have reactions and we have sort of negative impacts. And so because we're all experiencing that top level trauma, the things underneath are going to get exposed.
It's a really helpful way of looking at it. So thank you for putting it together like that, because it just really helps us understand what's going on when we do have those moments of outburst or overflow and we aren't quite sure what's happening. What are the practical ways that young people, teens, even parents and carers looking out for them right now, what practical things can we be doing to help manage those expressions and I guess deal with some of the root things going on underneath as well?
So there's a few things that we want to do. One is all about our internal process. And then the second is all about our external process in terms of how we connect with others. The internal process is all about, similar to what I described earlier, connecting to those feelings, naming them. I find it really helpful to have even a journaling practice, or with little kids, drawing. So it's recognizing, what am I feeling? What am I thinking and how am I reacting? So that self-awareness of really just putting it down on paper and being okay and accepting and saying, hey, we're all in this together. And then the second part of that is the external. How do we relate to other people? Because we're not connected to our normal social support groups. That's where using social media platforms where we can directly contact people. So not doing things like mindlessly scrolling or just kind of gathering content for, you know, and that's easy to do, right? We get lost in that. But that can then lead us into to negative cycles, right? Because then we're thinking about all the things we're not doing. But so using those platforms to really reach out and connect to others. And that's where platforms like Snapchat, I think, are really valuable because they offer that direct person-to-person communication in these small virtual networks, which are like what we'd experience when in real life. And so having that communication, then using those platforms to share what we're really feeling. And that's a way to hold each other accountable because it's really hard to do these things on our own.
Dr. Hayley Watson, the CEO of Youth Mental Health Program, Open Parachute. You can find more about how to look after your and your family's mental health during this COVID crisis on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.